All right, Carol, before we look ahead, tell us what's been happening since the election.
It's just been a week, but already there's been some major interesting action. Governor Scott and the legislature haven't completely changed their decisions, which were always no, but they're saying maybe. Can we get to yes to implement the health law? Scott sent a letter to Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services. What he wants is a better explanation of building a health exchange. President of the Senate is Don Gates, and the House Speaker is Will Weatherford, and both of them signed a letter asking, again, for more details. What do we have to do this? They also said, don't count on us to do anything right away.
And unless there's a special session, the legislature won't meet until March, right?
Right. And really, the first month of the legislative session is always pretty much wasted anyway. They get around to action around April.
All right. So looking ahead, the legislature has several major decisions to make. What are those decisions?
There are two biggies. One is, do we build a health exchange or let the feds do it? The other one is, should we expand the Medicaid program to cover low-income working adults who right now don't have any coverage?
And Carol, what should we expect on the health exchange front?
I don't know if everybody understands what that is, but it's an online sign-up shop, sort of a marketplace where uninsured people could go to sign up for coverage. And some of them would have to pay full price, and some of them would have it subsidized. And this health exchange machine would have to figure out who is who, so it's a bit complicated. But the time is really short. It has to be up and operating by October for people to get signed up for 2014 coverage. And so California, for example, has been working on this for 2 years, over 2 years, and they're still not done. So I'm wondering if we could even do it if we wanted to do it. Some states that are dominated by Republicans have just opted out, and others are unsure. We're unsure yet.
So what do you think Florida will end up doing?
They are saying they want a partnership, and I think what they mean by that is that they would like the feds to pay for the boring and expensive part, which is building and operating the exchange, the machine, and to let them, the state officials, make the rules for it.
All right. Well, what about the decision on Medicaid expansion? I remember the day after the Supreme Court ruled it was up to the states to decide. The governor said definitely no. I mean, emphatically no.
He did. He was afraid it would cost the state too much, he said. A lot of people are worried about that. But if you go back and look at the calculations that were done originally, the people who were doing it, they were assuming that everything would go worst case. It turns out that there are some new studies. We reported on three of them last week where economists are making updated calculations. And they're saying, well, no, wait a minute. If you bring $24 billion into the state over the next decade, it's going to have a good effect on the economy, not to mention the million people who would get insured. Not everybody remembers the details. The first 3 years, the feds would pay 100%, and after that, it would be a sliding scale until they were paying 90%. Even though the state of Florida would have to pay a lot of money, it would still be outspent 16 to 1.
Okay, we'll stay tuned. This has been a conversation with Carol Gentry, editor of Health News Florida. Thanks much, Carol.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.